Valentine's Day is coming up, and although my children are beyond the grade school rituals, I got to thinking about Valentine's Day's past when I would take my sons to the local discount store to buy cards to give out to classmates, teachers, teachers' aides, student teachers, teachers' dogs, chinchillas, or other classroom pets. The seasonal display island always provided a hefty enough choice of cards to satisfy both my own and my son's sensibilities. There were cards aimed at girls' supposed taste, Barbie-ish cards, and cards for more boyish tastes, from extreme sports to SpongeBob, and cards geared to satisfy the whims of younger kids, with the fad of the day like Bob the Builder. There were retro cards with flower power messages that I kind of liked, but those exuded a little too much love for the kids. And then there were the trusty Looney Tunes. Now there's a brand that reaches across generations. Beep, beep. On the way home, we would feel relieved to be out of the metallic maze of the superstore. As we regained our equilibrium, the bizarre nature of this ritual would suddenly stare me in the face again. Even though I grew up with this tradition and reenacted it for more than a dozen years as a parent, it still strikes me as odd. When my first child entered preschool, struggling to resist the onslaught of kids' brands and products aimed at creating bottomless and lifelong material desire in the young, we painstakingly cut out pink and red hearts from construction paper. He colored on each one and dutifully wrote his name on them, but as the years went on, we joined the crowd, took the easy route, and picked up a box of cards. Almost all of the cards have licensed characters on them. So in essence, they are promotions for licensed characters, their brands, and the corporations that profit from them. This means that I spent $1.33 plus tax to provide my child with ads to pass out to classmates. Each of them would give him a card, so he would receive up to 30 ads to bring home on Valentine's Day. If 25 kids each spend $1.33 on these cards, that is more than $30 spent to advertise to each other. Kind of appalling when you think about it that way. If there are 300 children in this school, it comes to about $400. The holiday, as we commonly understand it, is supposed to be about love. But giving these mass-produced cards in school isn't about love at all. It isn't even about like. From the kids' point of view, if there's a message on a card that is a bit lovey-dovey, and by mistake it makes it to a child they either really don't or really do like, the social ramifications could be disastrous. Resulting teasing could last for weeks. Once the cards came home, truth be told, we recycled them as quickly as possible. Some parents just throw them in the trash, which brings us to the painful issue of the trees. How many trees does it take to make enough boxes of Valentine's cards for every participating child in this country? If we want to teach the children about love, how about scrapping the obligatory ad fest and creating a school fund to help out when a child is lacking something he or she really needs? If all the students in a school are well off enough, how about using this holiday of love to teach about charity and giving? Have the children donate that money where it could make a difference in some other child's life, locally or somewhere else in the world. Another option is to help them create something of real meaning and beauty with the resources that money could buy. When it's really about love, there's so many possibilities.